Page 32, Exercise 3, Dictation. You will hear the dictation three times. First, just listen. Melissa doesn't worry a lot, but she freezes when she has to talk on an answering machine. She gets tongue-tied and doesn't know what to say. One day, when she made a call about renting an apartment, she heard the greeting, "Please leave a message after you hear the beep." When she heard this, she hung up and wrote down what she wanted to say. When she was just about ready to call back, Steve walked in. She told him about how afraid she was, and he offered to make the call for her. Melissa thanked him, but told him that she had to make the call on her own. She told him to have a seat and wish her luck, and then she took a deep breath and made the call. Now, as you listen, write the dictation. Melissa doesn't worry a lot, comma. But she freezes when she has to talk on an answering machine, period. She gets tongue-tied. And doesn't know what to say, period. New paragraph. One day, comma. When she made a call, about renting an apartment, comma. She heard the greeting, comma. Quote, "Please leave a message after you hear the beep," period. End quote. When she heard this, comma, she hung up and wrote down what she wanted to say, period. When she was just about ready, to call back, comma, Steve walked in, period. She told him about how afraid she was, comma, and he offered to make the call for her, period. Melissa thanked him, comma, but told him that she had to make the call on her own, period. She told him to have a seat and wish her luck, comma, and then she took a deep breath and made the call, period. Now, listen to the dictation again and check what you have written. Melissa doesn't worry a lot, but but she freezes when she has to talk on an answering machine. She gets tongue-tied and doesn't know what to say. One day, when she made a call about renting an apartment, she heard the greeting, "Please leave a message after you hear the beep." When she heard this, she hung up and wrote down what she wanted to say. When she was just about ready to call back, Steve walked in. She told him about how afraid she was, and he offered to make the call for her. Melissa thanked him, but told him that she had to make the call on her own. She told him to have a seat and wish her luck, and then she took a deep breath and made the call.